Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're doing a mixed bag of musical items, a wide variety of stuff for you on the show today. We're going to wander anywhere and everywhere throughout the wide universe of film music, spotlighting this, that, and the other thing. So I do hope you'll enjoy what we have for you on the program today. We're going to begin with a wonderful composer named Mr. Eric Wolfgang Korngold and his music from a film called Dark Victory. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
fine music from Eric Wolfgang Korngold, written for Dark Victory. Next up, an underrated score from composer John Ottman, written for a movie released in 1997, starring Jason Patrick and Irene Jacob, called Incognito. Enjoy. Fine score written by John Ottman for Incognito. Next up, we move along to composer Michael Andrews, a guy who hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention in the world of film music, but did get some acclaim for his work on the film Donnie Darko. Let's take a listen to some of that score. an effectively moody score by Michael Andrews, written for Donnie Darko. Let's brighten things up a bit with a chipper and immensely entertaining score from Harry Gregson-Williams and John Powell, written for the animated film Ants. Enjoy.
Thank you.
very enjoyable score by Harry Gregson Williams and John Powell, written for Ants. Next, we move along to Mr. Marco Beltrami and his score for the Jessica Alba horror film, The Eye. Score that is really considerably better than it has any need to be by Marco Beltrami, written for the film The Eye. Rather enjoyable stuff. Not the movie, but the music. Next up, a score from composer John Debney, written for White Fang 2. Enjoy. Thank you. That's music by John Debney, written for White Fang 2, very clearly inspired by Aaron Copland. Let's go to another composer who drew from Aaron Copland now and again, a guy named Bruce Broughton, and his very fine music for a television film called Oh Pioneers. Enjoy. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring a random grab bag of music on the program today. Next up, we move to Mr. Lalo Schifrin and his score for the Steve McQueen film The Cincinnati Kid.
Thank you.
music by Lalo Schifrin, written for The Cincinnati Kid. Next up, we move to Mr. Rolf Kent and his music for the ill-fated Adam Sandler dramatic film Rain Over Me. Nice music from Rolf Kent, written for Rain Over Me. Next up, Mr. Jerry Goldsmith and his theme for the war epic Inchon. Enjoy. Hard to do much better than Jerry Goldsmith. His score for Inchon, heard here on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Next up, a score by composer Deborah Lurie, with themes written by Danny Elfman for the animated film Nine. Enjoy. Music by Deborah Lurie and Danny Elfman, written for Nine. Next up, we turn to Mr. James Newton Howard and his music for the John Goodman comedy King Ralph. Enjoy.
¶¶
That's music written for King Ralph by James Newton Howard. Mr. Elmer Bernstein is up next with his music for the science fiction thriller Saturn III. Music for Saturn III, written by Elmer Bernstein. And if some of that sounded a bit familiar, well, the quieter theme used in the middle of that piece was actually reused later on by Mr. Bernstein for the film Heavy Metal. It was employed as Tarna's theme in that film. Last but not least, we move along to Mr. Philip Glass and his fine score for Notes on a Scandal. Enjoy. typically tantalizing music from Philip Glass, written for Notes on a Scandal. That's just about all the time we have on the program for today. I do hope you enjoyed it and that you'll join us again next week for more music, and we should be able to get back to the movie reviews on next week's show. In the meantime, I leave you with this. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
In the water.